Martin Luther King Day has come and gone this year, and I continue to think about the man, his message, and his legacy. While I was but a kid when King spoke, marched, advocated resistance to oppression through the use of nonviolence, I have memories of how his efforts were transforming our nation. Living in Detroit during the riots that tore that city asunder, I saw firsthand the power of anger and of violence. Recently, our nation again saw the power of violence, of how one man with one gun could disrupt the peace and thrust all of us into a national nightmare. How one man with one gun could gut down so many lives, wound so many people, transform so many families, turn hopes and dreams into sorrow and pain. I'm not equating the riots of the 60s with the act of one deranged man, nor imagining that King's message of nonviolence would have stopped that shooting. For King himself was silenced through gunfire. But for a moment in our history, a great man stood among us and spoke words so compelling and talked of a vision so inspiring that he changed our nation. While there was great resistance to King's work, his moral message was so powerful that he helped others to see what he saw, and that the changes that were so desperately needed in our nation did occur slowly, arduously, painfully, but they did occur. But today, when I look around, I see no one rising above the crowd. I hear no moral voice speaking with clarity about justice and peace. It seems today our nation's principal conversation is, how much will it cost, and who will pay? It doesn't seem to matter the issue. It doesn't seem to matter who brings it up. The price tag is the focus. It seems to begin and end all of our national conversations. Perhaps we have, as a nation, spent our way into a corner where we have no choice but to speak of anything but money. But with the words of King echoing in my ear, I have a dream. I long to hear another dreamer. There are those who say that it is not possible in our age of 24-hour news and politically charged debate for another moral leader to arise, that any message, no matter how compelling, will quickly be turned into political fodder, that one side or the other will quickly pick up the baton if it seems to be leading folks anywhere. I cannot accept that this is true. For if I do, I'm willing to accept that our nation can do no better than it is currently doing, that crass political debate will trump genuine justice, that political ads will pass for moral messages. I believe that there are messages to be heard and dreamers to be listened to, but it requires something from us. To hear messages of hope, we must open our ears. To hear the dreams of dreamers, we must open our imaginations. To learn of justice, we must open our hearts. We need to move beyond fear. We need to realize that another's gain is not our loss. I believe that it is not the message that is missing. Rather, it is our willingness as a nation to listen. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.